Hi, this is Dr. Lingam, dictating progress note for Keith Aaron. Medical record number is 9470. Patient feels that he is doing okay. Gabitrol is keeping him going. He is taking his Dipakote. Feels that his job is coming along. His obsession related to bugs and obsession related to fear are slowing down. Mother is comfortable. She feels that combination of medication is definitely working, and she would not like any changes because he started working, and there is a possibility that he can do a higher type of a job. Mother is very happy. Support and reassurance given. Side effect medication discussed. Coping discussed. Continue her medications. In testing done, we will follow. Cheryl Mentor, patient is taking Vyvanse. Patient says that she is taking pain medication, but she has asked the doctor not to give her anymore. We will do a random drug screen on this patient. Patient was explained about that. Patient is uncomfortable, but I have explained to her unless that is done, it will be harder for her to give her controlled substances. Patient agreed. So next visit, we are going to ask her to come in and get the drug screen done. Support and reassurance is given. Side effect medication discussed. Coping discussed. Continue medications will follow. Jennifer Andreas, medical record number 11166. Aunt died. Patient is very sad, crying spell, feels that she is crashed. Aunt is the one who raised her like her own child. Patient feels that all good things are coming down. Patient feels that her diabetes was a little bad. Patient feels guilty that she has bought some cake and then she was enjoying cake with aunt, and then suddenly her blood sugar went up and she ended up into the hospital. Patient blames herself. Reality discussed, coping discussed, a lot of crying spell. Will continue her medication. Patient promised me she's not going to kill herself. Side effects of lithium discussed. We are going to get the lithium level. Next time, support and reassurances given. Side effect medication discussed. Patient feels that crying spells are increased because of aunt's death. Patient had difficulty handling things. Reality discussed. Will follow. Next patient, Mary Kulan, medical record number 15820. Patient feels that her sad thoughts are a lot better. Her anxiety is a lot better. I have explained to her that I would like to start cutting down her Valium. Patient is anxious. She feels that I have already cut significant amount. I have explained to her that I would like to get her off of it. Support and reassurance is given. Continue medications will follow. Sandra Ridge, RIDGE, medical record number 6849. Patient feels anxious, at times restless. Patient feels that the cancer is at bay. She is today cooking roast. She wants to kind of surprise her family. She feels that she got some strength and she has a special recipe. She's going to surprise everybody. Feels happy about it. Feels that she's having the second chance in life. Support and reassurance is given. Continue your medication at this time. Patient still feels sad. Coping discuss. Every now and then bad thoughts are coming, but she feels that she's handling it. Will follow. Next patient, Emily Struges. Medical record number 8811, Sturgill. Patient had lower GI colonoscopy. There were 5 polyps which were removed. Now she has to see a surgeon as well as internist tomorrow. Patient is a little scared, feels that something is wrong with her intestine. That's why they are calling her. Support and reassurance is given. Encouraged to follow with the surgeon definitely and follow with the primary care physician. Patient has crying spell. She's going to talk with me again Wednesday, 10 o'clock. Side effect medication discussed, coping discussed, testing done. Continue medications will follow. Next patient, Dorothy Ferris, medical record number 1983. Patient fall down with the walker on concrete. Feels that her right side is kind of bruised pretty hard. Patient is restless, angry, feels that somebody did that purposely for her. Patient says nobody pushed her, but somebody was most probably wishing that she is dead. Feels angry about it. Support and reassurance is given. Side effect medication discuss, coping discuss. Encouraged to continue your medication. Patient agrees. Coping discuss will follow. Next patient, Charles Robinson, medical record number 1452. Patient talked about his A1C, which is 7. It is coming down, but it is coming down slowly. Patient feels that kidney was not affected as per his nephrologist, but sometimes he has peripheral neuropathy. Sometimes he has difficulty seeing things. Patient was explained that retinopathy will develop. He's going to go to his ophthalmologist within next couple of weeks. Side effect medication discuss. Patient talk about politics, reality discuss, coping discuss. Continue medications will follow. Jackie Weiss, medical record number 12782. Feels that she is doing okay. Her anxiety is high. Peripheral neuropathy is bothersome. She has a diabetes. Patient was explained why the blood sugar maintenance is important. Patient feels that she talked with the primary care physician, but they never talked about this. We'll give her 1888 diet information, and then she can confirm that with her primary care physician. Patient agreed. Support and reactions is given. Carbohydrate load discussed. Patient feels that her mood fluctuates when the blood sugar is high. Her mood also fluctuates when blood sugar is low. She feels very scared. Coping discuss, anxiety discuss will follow. Next patient, Jonathan Tobin, T-O-B-I-N, medical record 2392, came for follow-up appointment. Feels that he's doing okay, he needs his shot. Side effects medication discuss, coping discuss. We'll give him 1/4 cc of prolixin shot. Support and reassurance is given. AIMS testing done. Patient feels that his cancer is at bay. He is handling it. Coping discuss will follow. Next patient, Zachary Zog, feels that he is becoming very anxious. We'll increase his buspirone to 10 milligrams. Patient feels that Viagra is working. He's taking his olanzapine. Feels that without olanzapine, he has a lot of voices. Patient has explained about the blood sugar and carbohydrate metabolism disturbances. Patient feels that his primary care physician is keeping an eye on that after he talked with him last time, as I had requested. Patient feels very happy. Support and reassurance is given. Side effect medication discuss, coping discuss. Continue medication, same testing done. Hyperlipidemia, hyperglycemia, glucose dysregulation discuss. Coping discuss, we will follow. Next patient, Crystal Wilson, medical record number 3562. Her truck got stolen. Patient is very, very sad. Feels that everybody is bothering her. Reality discuss, coping discuss. Continue medication, same testing done. Support and reassurance is given. Patient feels that she is taking her Rexulti. Her sad thoughts are still there. Her paranoia is still there. Patient feels that as she is African American, people are abusing her. Reality discuss, continue medications will follow. Ryan Warblow, medical record number 5949, feels that he is getting grip on mortgages. He's very happy. Support and reassurance is given. Side effect medication discuss, coping discuss. Continue his medication, same testing done. Hyperlipidemia, hyperglycemia, glucose dysregulation discuss. We will continue medication, same testing done. Hyperlipidemia, hyperglycemia, glucose dysregulation discuss will follow. Tina Blue, patient's son had a car accident. Patient is very sad. Feels that he has to go for back surgery because his vertebrae were crushed. He was driving and a semi-truck hit him. Patient is very sad about it. Patient is taking Invega. Feels that bad thoughts came, but she is handling it. We'll continue her medication as it is. Side effect medication discuss will follow. Next patient, Heather Herrera, medical record 4220. patient was encouraged to do exercise every day. Feels that sometimes she has a headache, sometimes she is not feeling good, malaise. Husband is taking her to Key West. He is also going to take her to Toronto in next 3-4 weeks. Patient feels that a lot of times she doesn't enjoy any trips because she feels sad and hopeless. Patient was explained that she has to do exercise every day. Patient used to do biking about 5 years back, encouraged to do so. She has a bike in the garage. Patient is going to try, feels that energy is low, support and reassurance is given, we'll follow. Susan Rottenberg, Medicare card number 10543, feels that she's doing okay. Side effects medication discuss, coping discuss. Feels that everything is working out. Reality discuss, aims, testing done, hyperlipidemia, glycemia, glucose dysregulation discuss. We will reduce her modafinil to 100 milligrams only as this is a summer. Patient agreed. Side effect medication discuss will follow. Stanley Scott, Medicare card number 6270, feels that he is putting more and more faith in his church. Feels that he's okay. He's taking his difficult. He's taking his medication. Feels that anxiety is subsiding slowly. Breathing exercise discuss. We are reducing his Ativan step by step. Support and reactions is given. Patient feels that going through a divorce was very, very challenging to his mind. He felt that he was really bruised and feels very sad about it. Coping discuss will follow. Donovan, medical record number 11708. Patient was primary care physician, gave him Wellbutrin 300 milligrams twice a day. Patient is taking Paxil and Remran, will discontinue Paxil, reduce Remran, serotonin. There will be 3 antidepressants and it's going to be difficult for him. Patient wants to take Zyban. I have explained in detail. We will discontinue his Paxil. Support and reassurance is given. After a few days, we'll discontinue Remran. Also, a patient has explained what to do. Reality discuss, coping discuss. He's going to go back to primary care physician and ask. He's taking antibiotics. Will for the infection, we will fall. Steven Dutchka, medical record number 7422. Patient feels sad that he is a firefighter and last time he could not save that building. Patient feels that anxiety is high, coping discuss. Continuous medication, family issues discuss, side effect medication discuss will follow. Gary Quest, patient is discharged from the hospital, came. He is becoming quite paranoid and suspicious, will discontinue Zoloft. He is on continuous oxygen at this time. Patient at times is believing that equipment is stolen, so police are coming. Patient is becoming quite paranoid, will stop his Zoloft, encouraged to continue taking his medication. Will reduce his clonopin to twice a day and try to get it off. Step by step, will follow. Julian Chamura, medical record 2030, came for follow-up appointment. Extremely sad. Her son died suddenly yesterday. This is her second son. Both the children are dead. Patient is very sad, crying, spell. Reality discuss. Patient is becoming very, very sad and hopeless, but promise me she's not going to kill herself. The thought about killing herself came into her mind. Patient started becoming extremely sad, AIMS testing done, delete AIMS testing. Patient feels very shaky, apparently shaking. I was trying to get her off of Xanax and apparently I could not. Patient is crying quite a bit. It is quite sad. We will put her into morning group. I'm trying to move her on morning group. Patient, I have given her a therapist who will work with her at this time. Patient finally agreed. Crying spell. We will continue her amitriptyline, give her only 7 days supply of Xanax to see whether we can control it. Patient has to make the final arrangements. He's very sad. She doesn't know why this happened. Patient is blaming God. Going through mourning process, we will follow. Mike Samura Sr. came for appointment. Extremely sad. His son died. Patient is feeling disturbed and disorganized, feel that his second son, there are both the sons passed away. Patient doesn't know. Patient explained that he went downstairs to wake him up. And at that time, he said, hey, his stomach was hurting because he threw up. Patient asked son whether he should go to the emergency room. He said no. He was going to he's going to sleep a little while. Again, patient went down after 4 or 5 hours and realized that patient was his son was dead. He was stiff like a rock, like a bold cobra. Patient feels it was such a scary feeling. He tried to do CPR, became quite tearful while explaining. Patient feels that his mind is confused and he's not doing well. We'll give him shot of flufenazine. Patient agreed not to hurt himself. We'll see him tomorrow. This is the end of dictation. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.